Hello and welcome to SourceCast episode number 18. I'm your host, Joey Lombardi. As the law of gravity says, what goes up must come down. But IBM is defying the laws of gravity because their staff is going up and down simultaneously. Oracle's talking about eating dog food, and I don't know about you, but I want to know more about that. Let's start the show. I mentioned on a podcast a few weeks ago that IBM is looking to potentially eliminate one-third of their global workforce. The news is that the cut won't be as extreme as one-third of the global workforce, and the number is expected to be around 10,000 employees. The majority of the hits are expected to be coming from the Global Technology Services Group and the Business Services Group. But while IBM is expected to cut 10,000 jobs, they are adding jobs in key areas like Watson and healthcare analytics like Exploris. Exploris announced that they were adding up to 100 jobs, and as a whole, IBM has stated that they are adding 25,000 jobs globally throughout the coming year. Most of those jobs are expected to be in China and India. I hate to keep making this joke, but it's not a Newsweek unless IBM bought a company. And it's a Newsweek, and they bought a company. This week, IBM purchased breach response team company Resilient Systems. Resilient Systems has about 100 employees, and the deal is expected to be worth around $100 million. One of the key assets that comes with Resilient is security expert Bruce Schneider. Bruce is expected to stay on at IBM and be the cornerstone of a new IBM unit called X-Force Incident Response Services. That sounds like a comic book. I think X-Force is actually a comic book. And now I'm a little bit jealous. I kind of want to work for a department named after comic book superheroes. I wasn't going to cover this news topic on the podcast or the blog, but there are so many articles about it, I feel like I have to say it. Several news outlets are stating that Warren Buffett made the comment that purchasing IBM stock was a mistake. He did not say that. What he did say is they could be a mistake long term, but he doesn't know right now. He also said that he does sometimes make mistakes with investments, and IBM could potentially be a mistake, but that hasn't been decided yet. And I'll end the IBM news with a funny article. I think it's funny. The city of Chicago is calling IBM a patent troll. You may be scratching your head and saying, what? If you read the blog, you know that IBM is usually the number one company for patent applications in a given year. And this has been a trend for dozens of years at this point. Apparently, Groupon, which is based in Chicago, is being sued by IBM with the claim that some of the advertising technology that Groupon is using is infringing on an IBM patent. Apparently, IBM has done this before and has sued other companies with similar claims with advertising technology. It is unknown if they had won those cases. Moving over to Oracle, Oracle co-CEO, Safra Catz, said that we shouldn't need dog food and that Oracle shouldn't need dog food. If you don't know what I'm talking about, common phrase that I've heard in the IT space is, we have to eat our own dog food. We have to use our own technology. We have to follow our own processes. But Safra says that dog food is disgusting, and it's bad for you, and that you shouldn't eat dog food. You should be eating your own deliciously cooked meal. The exact quote is, we have to eat our own cooking. Do you know why? Because the entire scale of our business is to the point where I cannot meet the demands of all of our customers unless I transform myself, meaning Oracle. I have no idea what that quote means, and I think I'm giving you the full context of it. Moving on. Speaking of Oracle, they have fallen behind SAP in cloud business. Not only has SAP outperformed Oracle recently, but since Bill McDermott took over as CEO in February of 2010, SAP stock has increased 77%, outpacing Oracle 60% over the same period. How is SAP beating Oracle? They are making savvy acquisitions. Over the past 5 years, SAP has spent $16 billion acquiring SuccessFactors, Ariba, and they recently bought Concur Technologies. That's the travel and expense software company. All three of those companies are already running off of the HANA platform, which is SAP's application server that includes an in-memory database management solution. I had no idea that SAP was making some of these moves. We're definitely going to keep an eye on them in the future. And now we're going to follow up on a couple of threads from last week. I mentioned that HP Inc. didn't have very good news last week. The stock was up slightly this week, but HP Enterprise is making a run right now. Excluding the effects of the stronger dollar, the company stated that revenue rose 4%, which is the third quarter of consecutive growth. VMware announced several leadership changes this week. Chief Operating Officer Carl Eschenbach will resign. Carl is moving on to become a venture capitalist at Sequoia Capital. Eschenbach's duties will be distributed among several executives. In other executive news, Zane Rowe, EMC's CFO, took the reins as VMware's financial lead on Tuesday. The previous CFO, Jonathan Chadwick, who was also the COO, left VMware at the end of January. On another note, for those who are interested, on the blog, I have the entire lineup of Michael Dell's leadership for the merged Dell EMC. I won't read the entire list, but I will say that Howard Elias and Rory Reed, who we talked about last week on the blog, will be the co-chief integration officers. And now we will shift over to some news that you can use. Two interesting articles. Disney's been in the news quite a bit this week, and it is not for the movie Zootopia. There's been a congressional hearing regarding the H-1B visa. Several former IT workers from Disney have been speaking out about the company's practices of bringing in offshore resources and having the employees train them before their elimination. Disney and several other companies like Jack Threads fired back and said, "The competition is so strong for developers that we have to look at outside resources to meet demand and competition." Starting salaries for developers have risen over 50% in the last 8 years. I suspect this will continue to be a topic of debate amongst the candidates in the coming election. Another item that I wanted to talk about was an article from Fast Company. And they asked the question, how do you keep your cool when your friends' careers are moving faster than yours? The key takeaway from the article is, instead of moping, you should view your friend's success as an opportunity. Ask yourself how they got ahead faster than you. Did they work harder? Did they learn faster? Or did they know how to play office politics better than you? So think about how they did it and try to use that to create your own strategy to progress in your chosen career path. And I think I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week.